This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's state media said that its space program landed a spacecraft on the surface of Mars for the first time. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an icy area of Mars. It's joining an American one that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China becomes the third country to land on Mars following a failed Soviet mission in 1971 and nine successful landings between 1976 and 2021. Israeli planes renewed airstrikes in Gaza early Saturday, and Hamas militants responded by firing rockets into Israel with their battle. And another day as U.S. and Arab diplomats seek an end to all the violence. The Palestinian medical officials claim that at least 132 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 32 children and 21 women. 950 others have been wounded. Israeli authorities say 8 are dead there, including a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 civilians, including 2 children. The head of a session of the UN Security Council Sunday to discuss the situation, an envoy from President Joe Biden's administration, flew in on Friday. Israel is being accused of manipulating the media and using a false report to confuse Hamas. The military clarified a report about ground troops attacking the Gaza Strip, but it came after several major news outlets erroneously reported a ground offensive was underway. Israel called in 160 warplanes and bombarded the tunnels for 40 minutes, according to its military.